Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadi Ches. We are on Daf Tzadi Zayin. There's a few lines before the lines get wide. We're discussing the pasuk in the Torah, the same pasuk in the Torah that talks about the mitzvah of kibbutz begadim. The first half of the pasuk says, "Kol asher yiga bivsara yikdash." That if the basar of the carbon touches something else, it becomes kadosh. So the Gemara we darshaned yesterday said that not only if it's not touching alone would not transfer kedusha onto that which the chatas, the basar chatas, touches, you also need adshe yivla bibisara. It needs to have belios that transfer as well. We also pointed out that negia bimiktsas does not make the entire thing possible if it's only on the area that it's actually Nogea. So where we left off, the Gemara had said yesterday that the last thing we had spoken about was, why don't we say that even if there are if the chatos, basa chatos, touches other things, and therefore we said it has to be treated with the chumras of a chatos, and it's limited if it's only eaten for yom v'layla, or if it has to be burnt, it's limited to whatever the halachos are by the chatos, and the meat that it touched would not be allowed to be eaten for whatever its halachos would normally determine. Why don't we say that the mitzvahs asay of the achilas kachim, of whatever kind of kachim that was that got touched, would be docha, the los asay of the iser of the blios of the chatas, of the losochal of the psula. So why don't we say that asay docha los asay? So the Gemara said, no, we don't say asay docha los asay shebe mikdash. Asay is only docha los asay outside of the mikdash. And then Ravashi said, in addition, and there's a mitzvah sase over here. It's not just a lo sase to eat the psulim. There's a mitzvah sase in play as well. Just one ha'ara before we begin. The Chassam Sofer proves from here, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva and Orchaim in Simen Memtes, proves from our Gemara that the mitzvah sase of Achilas Kachim has to be dafka with the Shir Kazayas. Because if that were not so, how could the ase be docha the lo sase? The iser of Achilas psulim, of Achilas Kachim Sulim, is definitely B'Kazayis. So it wouldn't be shaykh to say that let the mitzvah be docha the iser, because if the mitzvah could have been fulfilled by eating less than a Kazayis, you could eat pachos B'Kazayis and you'll never violate the iser. So that's what Chassam Sofer says. You see, the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is dafka to eat a Kazayis of Kachim. That itself is somewhat of a significant chiddush. We've pointed out in the past that the Beis Halevi holds that that's one of the fundamental differences between the Korban Pesach and other Kachim. That dafka by Korban Pesach, Beis Halevi believes, is there a mitzvah of Achilas Kezayis. By other Kachim, there's a mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal, that the Korban should get eaten, so that you don't have nosar, but not that you have to do a maisa achila. Kazayis is a din in a maisa achila, in actually eating. But sheyehein echal, that's all there is by other kachim. Not a mitzvah to dafka do a maisa achila of a kazayis. That's the dual aspect of a korban pesach that doesn't apply to other korbanos. So Chassam Sofer clearly disagrees, and he bases himself on this gemara, because if the mitzvah were to, for each person, could even eat less than a kazayis, as long as amongst all the Kohanim, the carbon gets eaten at the end of the day, then why would we even suggest that Yavo Asei V'Yid Chalos Asei? How can we even suggest that the Asei should be Docha the Los Asei? Another point, the Sfasemis points out, Kachim that are possible in addition to the Isser, the Los Asei, to eat them, there's another Mitzvah Asei to burn them. So l'chora, even without without Rav Ashi's addition of the assay of whichever assay he's adding in at the end, right? That Rav Ashi says that yiktash assayhu, the assay of yiktash. There's another assay, and that is the assay of burning it. So it's a violation of an assay anyway to eat it, because you're not burning it. So it's right away we should have said ein assay dochalos assay v'assay. So the Chaznish is Mitaritz that the mitzvah Sreifa would not be Shayach and Tam Ke'ikr. The mitzvah Sreifa is only when you have Kachim that are Psulim, that are Be'en, that are still intact, that are in their fullest form. But if it's just a din of Belia, of a Tam Ke'ikr, so then we would not apply the mitzvah of Sreifa. Just like by Kalim, we find that you don't need Mariko Shtifa by Blios. It's not, and we don't find that you're chayiv to be sorry with them. So you can't say that there would be a chiv of sreifa on blios alone. There's no chiv of sreifa on the blios, just to get rid of the blios so that you don't actually eat the blios, so you don't actually have tam keikar. Okay, so says Gemara Vayter. So we've been discussing this pasuk, this din, that anything that touches the basar of the chatas is going to become kadosh as well. So says Gemara Ashkechan chatas. We find that this din is true of chatas because that's what the pasuk says. The miskadish bebalua, that it becomes kadosh, that it's able to be mekadish other things. Bibalua. Shar kachim inalan. How do I know that this is true of other kachim as well? Amar Shmuel Mishum Reb Lazar. So Shmuel says in the name of Reb Lazar, we're going to have a pasuk. We're going to darshan each and every word in this pasuk. One of the words in this pasuk, this drasha is going to take us through the rest of the amud. One of the and more. One of the words in this pasuk that we darshan is going to relate to this din that other kachim also have a din of anything touching it becoming kadosh. What's the pasuk? Zos haTorah liola ulamincha ulachatos laasham lamiluim v'lazevach hashlamim. Gives a list. So we darshan from each word. La ola, ki ola, ma ola tu nakli, af kol tu nakli. So we learn from la ola that every karban requires a kli. So what does it mean, requires a kli? My kli, what kind of kli are we talking about? Ilem and Mizrak, if you're talking about a kli, the cup that you are mekabel the dam in, so that's not derived only from ola. V'shalmi tzibur namik sivvuhu v'yikach moshe chati adam v'yasom ba'aganos. It says beferish v'shalmi tzibur that you require a kli to be mekabel the dam. So that's not only derived from ola. So what's ola teaching me? What kli are we talking about? Ela desakin, it comes teach me that you need a knife to do the shechita, that you can't do the shechita with something that's not a kli, like a sharp reed or something like that. No, you need to use a knife that is a bona fide kli in order to do the shechita. So says Gemara of Olu Gufa Min Alan, that's great that you can learn it from Ola. How do you know that that's true by Ola? Where do we ever find by Ola that you need a kli? So say that you need a knife. So says Gemara Dichsiv, Vayishlach Avram es yado, Vayikach es ha-ma'acheles. Avram extended his hand and he took the ma'acheles. He took the knife with which he was going to do the shechita. Vahasam olahu, and Yitzchak was an ola. Dichsiv vayaleh liola tachas bino, because it says that you should bring him as an ola tachas bino. That when they saw the animal, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, take that animal as an ola tachas bino instead of Yitzchak. So you see that Yitzchak was supposed to be an ola. So you see that an ola requires a kli. The Brisker Rav asks, why don't we bring another pasuk? The pasuk in the earlier in the parsha says, v'ha'aleu sham liola. It says, bring Yitzchak up for an ola. Why are we only bringing the pasuk of once he finds the animal, bring the animal in place of Yitzchak as an ola? We have a better source that Yitzchak was an ola, the earlier in the parsha. It says, beferish, bring Yitzchak up for an ola. So Brisker Rav points out that perhaps you could have been mechalik and you could have said that an olas adam is different than an olas behema. So that's why we dafka want to bring the pasuk that tells us that they're the same. That you bring the animal as an ola, tachas beno, in place of the person in place of Yitzchak. So the ayil was literally tachas Yitzchak, was in place of Yitzchak. So from there you see that an olas adam is the same as olas behema, and therefore you can bring a raya from v'yikach es ha-ma'acheles, which was about Avram intending to shecht an adam, that the same would apply by olas behema, that you need a kli for olas behema. The Tosas asks that from the pasuk va'alei lo'ol tachas b'no, we already learned that the din of shechita sola is over here. We're learning that the din of shechita sola is only besake, not betzur bekana, not with any other type of implement. It has to dafka be a kli. Yet in the Gemara Maseches Chulin from the same pasuk, Rebbe darshins that the din of a shechitas behemas chulin needs to be with the davar atalush, needs to be something that's detached from the ground. So not a din in karban ola. Our Gemara is deriving a din in karban ola, that you dafka need a kli in order to shecht karban ola. The Gemara in chulin uses the same pasuk to tell me that it needs to be, that when you shecht chulin, stam, when you shecht meat for basar taiva, just to eat, that you have to use something that's talush, that's detached from the ground, and not like a ma'achelas, which is talush min hakarka, and not to use something that's still that's still attached to the ground. So Tos asks, which is it? How can you make two drushes from the same pasuk? So Tos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that there are two halachas that are learned from here. From the fact that it says to shecht beno, and it doesn't say lishchotas ha'ola, you learn the halacha that by shechitas be'emes chulin that you need to use talush. But the halacha that you need shechita besakin by which is a kli and not a kanon etzur, which is a halacha that's only by kachim. By chulin, you don't have such a din. By chulin, it has to be talush, but it doesn't have to be a sakin. You can use a tzur, you can use a kana tzur, you can use a rock, a sharp-edged rock, or a reed, or something like that. So the din that's dafka by kachim is from the fact that the pasuk says ma'achelas. Torah could have said veika chamachta, and you could have said something else. Why does it say dafka ma'achelas? To tell me dafka that you have to use a knife because it's an ola. So both of the limudim can be learned out from this pasuk because they're each highlighting different elements of the pasuk. Fine, so that's what we learned from the word ola in the pasuk, that by shechitas kachim, by shechitas karbanos, you need to dafka use a knife, which is a viable kli, and not just something else that doesn't have a din of a kli. Next drasha from the pasuk, mincha. Ma mincha ina ne'achelas al zichri kuna, afkale ina ne'achelas al zichri kuna. That we learn from the word mincha, that just like a mincha can only be eaten by male kohanim, so to other kachim also can only be eaten by male kohanim. So says Gemara, which other kachim are we talking about? Maihi. I chatos v'asham, if you want to tell me that chatos v'asham can only be eaten by male kohanim. Well, guess what? We have a pasuk that says that. Behedyksiv behu kol zachar b'kohanim yochlenu. V'ish shalmei tzibur. And if you want to tell me about the shalmei tzibur that they can only be eaten by male kohanim, mirubuya dekras. Yivkatshe hakadshim tochlenu kol zachar yochaloso. Limit al shalmei tzibur shein echlen al zichrei kuna. We have a separate drasha to tell me that shalmei tzibur are eaten by male kohanim. So why do I need a special pasuk over here to tell me that just like a mincha is eaten by male kohanim, so too other korbanos are eaten by male kohanim? So says Gemara, no, it's about shalmei tzibur and tanaihi. It's machlokas tanaim. How we know shalmei tzibur eaten by male kohanim? Ika denafka lemehacha, vika denafka lemehacha. Some have the drasha that we just quoted, and some learn it from the drasha of the extra word mincha in the pasuk, that mincha teaches us that shalmei tzibur could only be eaten by male kohanim. But that's what it's referring to. It's obviously not referring to the din of chatos v'asham, because chatos v'asham are mefurish in the pasuk. The Rashi asks on Sadi Chesam and Aleph. Rashi asks why we learn out the din of achilas kol kachim for zichrik. Why we learn the din of achila of kol kachim that it can only be done by zichrikuna from the hekesh to mincha and not from a hekesh to chatos v'asham. So meaning once we say the chatos v'asham are also mefurish in the pasuk that it's only zichrikuna. So why are we learning out from mincha? Why not from chatos v'asham? So he says that by chatos v'asham the pasuk says kodesh kadashim hu. So you might have thought, who teaches me? Yeah, this chatos v'asham have the din of zichrei kuna, but not other karbanos. So that's why, since there's a seeming miut in the pasuk by chatos v'asham, that's why I don't learn from there. I dafka learn from mincha. Fine. So that's that word in the pasuk. Next word in the pasuk, chatos. So the Gemara says, what do we learn from the word chatos? Ma chatos miskadeshes bebalu. So this is why we quoted this whole drasha. Machatos miskadeshes bebalua, afkol miskadeshes bebalua. Remember, we started by saying I only see in the pasuk that a chatos can give that when it touches something else and it gives over blios into something else, that it's mekadesh, the meat that it touches and the meat that it gives blios into. So how do I know by other karbanos? So we said, oh, we have this whole pasuk where you have all these drushos. This is the drasha that speaks to that point, that a chatos is miskadesh bebalua, so to all the other karbanos are miskadesh bebalua. Next drasha, but we still continue in the pasuk. We don't stop there. We're going to go through the whole pasuk anyway. Asham. Ma asham ein shvir v'shilya kadosh bo. Just like carbon asham, the shvir and the shilya, the placenta, the sac, is not kadosh as part of the carbon. Afkal, how do I know that that's true by carbon asham? So Rashi says, pretty simple, an asham is male. So there's no shvir v'shilya that's miskadosh bo. So afkal ein shvir v'shilya kadosh bo. So too, any other carbon, the shvir v'shilya, do not have kedusha. So kasavar, we're assuming, by making these drashos, first of all, vlodos kachim b'haviyasan hein kadoshim. We're assuming that vlados kachim, that as soon as they're born, they're already kadosh, that they're not, meaning, not they're already kadosh, they're only kadosh once they're born. They're not kadosh already in the womb, and that's why the shvir v'shilya do not become kadosh, because it's only kadosh, the vlados of kachem are only kadosh once they're born. And also what we're assuming is v'dan and efshar mishei efshar, that we can derive the halachos of cases where there are certain possibilities from cases where those possibilities don't exist. We're saying kol kachim, there's no din of shvir v'shilya. How do we know that from asham? Yeah, but the only reason there's no din of kadosh shvir v'shilya by asham is because that's efshar. You can't have a shvir v'shilya by an asham, they're male. Yet we see, even by other korbanos which are female, we can derive from asham that there's no kedusha to the shvir v'shilya. So that's how that. So you see that this is assuming, like the opinion that holds that you're allowed to be done efshar mishei efshar miluim. What do we learn from the word miluim? Ma miluim masrein b'sreifa ve'in balechayim b'masrehen. Just like miluim, the leftovers get burnt, and anything that's a balchai doesn't have a din of a mosar, doesn't have a din of leftovers. Meaning, if there would have been any live animals that were made kadosh for the sake of the miluim, but were never used for the sake of the miluim, they would not have a din of mosar. So too, any other balechayim by any karbanos, there's no din of mosar that you need to burn it. So how do I know that that's true? Afkal mosrein b'sreif avin balechayim b'mosrein. So says Rashi, afkal akachim mosrein b'sreif avin balechayim b'mosrein shim hayu balechayim b'mosrein. What's the example? Where does this happen that you have balechayim b'mosrein? Kigon yachid shehifr shnei karbanos la'achrayus chavaso. Person who's chayav to bring a karban, he wants to be safe, he wants to cover all of his bases. That's the kind of personality he is. So he decides he's going to separate, he's going to be mafresh two karbanos for his one chayav. Why? Because he's nervous he might lose one. Shem yovad ha'echad yischaper b'sheni. In case one gets lost, he'll use the other one. So now he didn't lose one, and now he's got an extra animal, and it's alive. So what's its status? So hifresh karban va'avad v'hifresh achar tachtav. Or maybe he takad only was mafresh one, but then he lost it, so then he was mafresh another one, v'nimtza rishon, and then he finds the first one, v'hikra v'sa'achad mehen v'sasheni nosar. So one of them is brought, the other one is nosar. Ein nosar zeb b'sreifakad nosar shal miluim. You don't burn the live animal, just like by the nosar shal miluim, there was no din of burning the live nosar. There was no live nosar by the miluim, but again, we're assuming danin efshar, mishei efshar, because in the case of the miluim, there was no balechayim that were mosar. So because there were never mafresh extra ones, Rashi says, by the miluim. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Shlamim, what do we learn from Shlamim? Ma shlamim mefaglin mispaglin. Afkal mefaglin mispaglin. Just like carbon shlamim can become pigle, and it can be mefagel also the nesachim that are brought with it. So to any carbon, when it becomes pigle, doesn't only become pigle itself, but is mefagel the nesachim that you bring along with it as well. That's at least how Rashi understands. Tosa understands a little bit differently, but let's leave it at that. So that's how we dash in the pasuk. Why do we quote that old pasuk? For that one line where we said that it's not only chatos as miskadish bebalua, it's also other karbanos. But once we quote this way of darshaning the pasuk, we mention that there's another way to darshan the pasuk as well, where we take each word of the pasuk and teach me many of the same dinim, but in slightly different ways. B'masnisa tanim shveid Rabbi Akiva, to read the pasuk as follows: Mincha ma mincha miskadeshes bebalua afkol miskadeshes bebalua. From the word mincha, we learn that everything is miskadish bebalua, not from chatas. From Mincha we learn that it's Miskadish Bebalua, that if it gives over Blios, then it gives over a status of Kedusha to that which it touches as well. Don't I already know that from Chatas? So the Isrech Lemichtav Mincha, the Isrech Lemichtav Chatas. It needs to tell me this din of Kol Asher Yiga, both by where the Torah says it explicitly by Chatas, as well as by Mincha, as well as mentioning Mincha over here as well, that I'm in the pasuk to tell me that it applies to other Kabanos. So Di'iash Mi'in and Mincha, Da'aydi D'Rechicha Mivla'a. Because if it only would have told me by Mincha, I would have said, since a Mincha is soft, that's why it's more susceptible to blios. A mincha, most karbanos mincha are loaves. They're loaves of bread. They're matzahs. So not matzahs probably like we have, probably softer matzahs. So since they're rachik, since they are soft, I might think they're more susceptible to blia, and therefore it's only then by mincha. Avol chatos ei malo. But I might have thought that by a chatos it's not so. V'yashmin chatos, and if it only would have told me about chatos, mishum de karir, avol mincha ei malo. I would say by a chatas, so the way Rashi understands karir is that because the basar is very thick and the fats can penetrate to the depths of the basar. But by mincha, there's no fattiness that allows for penetration of tam, for easy penetration of tam. So tzricha, therefore, I need to be told by both substances, both by mincha and by chatas, that blios are going to be a problem. Says the Gemara Vayter, chatos. What do we learn from chatos? From the word chatos in the pasuk. So ma chatos ein ba'al min. Meaning, up until now we were discussing why I need a pasuk to tell me that chatos is miskadish beblios, which was from the pasuk by the kibbutz begadim, right? The first half of the pasuk by the kibbutz begadim. Now we're going back to this pasuk and saying, okay, what do I learn from the word chatos in this pasuk that we've been darshaning all morning? What do I do with this word chatos? So ma chatos ein ba'al min achulin. Ubiyom, ubiyadoyamanis, just like Karban Chatas has the following dinim, you can only bring a Chatas from something that was previously chulin and was miskadish l'shem Chatas, and it can only be brought by yom, it can only be brought during the daytime, because the pasuk says by par yom kippurim ki by yom hazeh yichaper lechem, and also can only be brought by yadoy amanis, because as Rashi points out, tuchsiv etzpa v'kuhuna, and we say anytime that it says etzpa v'kuhuna, it always means the right hand. Anytime the word etzpa and the word kuhuna is used in the pasuk, it always means to use the right hand. So afkol, so teaches me about the other kabbalos also. Einaba elamin achulin. Ubiyom, ubiyadam, ahimanis. So we learn out all these other dinim by these other kabbanos as well. So, says the Gemara of Chatas Minalan, how do I know that this is true of Chatas, that these dinim are true of Karban Chatas? Amar of Chista Amakra, vihikrav Aaron es para Chatas asher lo. It says Aaron brings the para Chatas asher lo. We darshin mishalo, velo mishal tzibur, velo mishal meiser. It has to be mishal lo, can't be mishal tzibur, and it can't be mishal meiser. So you see that it can only come from chulin, that it can't be mishal meiser. Biyom, mi biyom tzavoso nafka. So, frak the Gemara, but biyom, don't I already know biyom from biyom tzavoso? So why do I need another special limud of biyom? So it says, Gemara kedina sva inachinami, that's an extra drasha. Biyado aymanis, wait, the fact that it's brought with the right hand, don't I know that? Mi derabba brachana nafka. Dam rabba brachana amrish lakish, kol makum shenemer etzba v'kuhuna inu el yamin. Whenever it says etzba or kuhuna, it always means the right hand. So kedina sva, so inachinami, that's an extra drasha as well. V'iba yisema sava l'krabi shimin damar etzba lo baya kuhuna. Kuhuna baya etzba. Or we could be assuming like Rabbi Shimon who thinks that when the pasuk says etzba, so then it doesn't need to say kuhuna to teach me the right hand. But if it says kuhuna, that's not good enough alone to teach me you need to use the right hand. You need the word etzba as well. So that's and by chatos it says both v'lokach hakoyin midama chatos be'etzba'o. So since it says both, chatos can serve as the source. But to bring just from the fact that other karbanos say either etzba or kuhuna, that would not be enough. You would need to learn from chatos where it says both etzba and kuhuna. Tosus writes that the hekish of kachim to chatas comes to teach us that ein avoda, which comes to teach us that avoda is only done with the right hand, is l'chora talu in the machlokas amuraim that we had way earlier in the mesechta on daf nun, where we discussed whether something that's nilman migzer shava is chozer malamid behekish or not chozer malamid behekish, because the idea that you need avoda b'yamin by korban chatas itself is learned from migzer shava of mitzora, because therefore if you wanted then say that the din of Yamin by Chatos should apply to other Kabanos because this Pasuk is makish all these Kabanos to each other. Well, wait a second, you're taking a din of Yamin that was learned from a Gzeres Shava between Chatos and Mitzora and then applying it by Hekish to other Kabanos. So it's really totally in that Sugya we had before whether that which is Nilmad from a Gzeres Shava can be Chozer Umalamed Behekish. However, Tosos elsewhere says that it could be that in our sugya, the issue of whether it could be learned from a hekesh is not totally in that machlokas because mitzora is not kachim. Mitzora is chol. So it could be that when the starting point is something that's not kachim, then kuliyam lo pligi, that's that which is learned from gzera shava, can go and be melamid behekesh. The point is only if it's purely within the world of kachim, whether something that's nilmud from gzera shava could be chozer melamid behekesh. That's what Tosa says elsewhere. That's what Tosa said on the So anyway, it's at least an issue that has to be brought up on this daf, how this drasha works. Fine, says Gemara Viter. Asham, last word of the pasuk. What do we learn from Asham? Ma Asham atzmosav mutarin. Afkal atzmosav mutarin. Just like carbon Asham, the bones of the carbon Asham are mutar. So too other carbonos, the bones of the carbon are mutar. What does it mean? Mutar, mutar to do what? So Rashi says, lasos man kelim. You want to make bone china. You want to use the bones to make kelim out of. So you're allowed to use the bones of the carbon Asham to make kelim. Then Rashi says, Anisha mati shari nechal kohanim v'nosar ba'atz. He says, how do I know that by Asham that the bones are mutter? Because the Asham is Nechal Kohanim, and the leftovers are obviously going to be the bones. But Kohanim aren't going to eat the bones, and there's not an Isser Nosar on anything that's not Nechal, on anything that's an inedible. So the bones aren't inedible. Mimela, they're not an Isser Nosar. So it must be that you're allowed to do whatever you want with the bones. That's what he says. He was Shama Merabosa. But later on, he says, Vinir Be'inai, Dimilo Yeri Seir Nafkale Ba'asham Dukhsib. No, it's not a svara, it's a drasha. Pasuk says lo yihyeh, it should be for him, which is an extra phrase in the pasuk, comes to teach me that he's allowed to keep the bones. So b'shem is rebbein, Rashi says it's a svara. B'shem atzmo, Rashi says that it's from an extra pasuk that it says by Asham. Fine, that's the end of the drash from that pasuk. Again, the only reason we darshan that entire pasuk in the context of our Gemara was because we wanted to know that the din of Kol Asher Yiga applies not just to Chatos but to other Kabbalists as well. Once we were mentioning it, we mentioned all the other drashas that we derive from the fact that all these Kabbalists are hukash to each other, are compared to each other, and listed together with each other in the same pasuk. So now says Gemara Vayter, new issue. Amar Rava, Pshitali, what Pashut means as follows. Dam chatos lamala v'dam lamata v'dam ola lamala ton kibus. Let's say again the primary subject of this perek, and we're coming full circle back to it, was the mitzvah of kibus. Kibus begadim. Kibus begadim only applies when blood of a chatos splashes on the beged. What if you have first blood of a chatos splashes on the beged, and then right on that spot where the blood of the chatos splashed, blood of an ola splashes? Do you need kibus begadim? So he says, well, that's pashut. Of course you need kibus begadim. The blood of the chatos splash there first, it got balua into the beggar. Of course you need kibus begadim. So that's obvious. By Rava, here's the shaila though. Dam ola lamata. Let's say blood of an ola splashed first. There's no mitzvah of kibus begadim on blood of an ola. So let's say the blood of an ola splashed first, v'dam chatas lamala, and the blood of a carbon chatas hit on top of the area where blood of an ola already was. Mahu, what's the din then? Do you need kibus begadim in that case? So, meaning, what's the shaila? We referred to this several times earlier in the parak, that Rava was going to raise this safek on Daf Tzadiches, and here it is, we're on Daf Tzadiches. Here's the shaila. Mishum nogeahu v'nogea, odil mishum baluahu v'halobala. If dam of an ola hit the beged first, and then dam of a chatos hit the same spot, the dam of the chatos is not becoming absorbed in the beged, because the beged is already saturated on that spot with dam of an ola. The dam of the chatos is touching the beged, but it's not becoming balua in the beged. So asks Rava, what's the din of kibus begadim? Is the din of kibus, what's the mechayev of kibus begadim? Is the mechayev of kibus begadim when dam of a chatos touches the beged, or is the mechayev of kibus begadim when dam of the chatos becomes balua in the beged? If you recall, we said over from the stipler that the stipler writes that let's read the maskana first. So mishum nogeu v'nogeu do mishum blua v'lo bala. So hada pashto rava is then poshet de'ein tu in kibus. It does not require kibus over here. It's a din in balua. It's not a din in negia. Now the stipler had rayas that it already requires kibus once it's nogea, as long as it's in nogea in a way that it will become balua. It's only when it doesn't have the potential to be nivla, because the beged is already saturated, that you wouldn't have a mitzvah of kibbutz. But the mitzvah of kibbutz l'chor would apply as soon as it's nogeya, as soon as it touches the beged, as long as it's a kind of touching that could lead to a balia, where it could become balua in the beged. And the raya was from the fact that the Gemara assumes that it doesn't become pasul before the mitzvah of kibbutz begadim just by touching the beged, and the touching the beged alone should have made it pasul, and yet we assume it does not become pasul before the mitzvah of kibbutz, that it's only becoming pasul at the same time as the mitzvah of kibbutz. So you see already at the negia, already when it first touches, it already has some mitzvah of kibbutz. But anyway, it's Rav's maskana is clear that it's only if it's balua, that if it could be balua and not if the beged is saturated, that you have a mitzvah of kibbutz. Fine. Amar Rava, another statement of Rava. Pshitali, dam al bigdo chotzeitz. If there's dam on a beged and you want to bring that beged to the mikvah for tvila, so that's definitely going to be a chatzitza. V'im tavachu, but if the person is a butcher, eino chotzeitz, then having dam on the beged is not going to be a chatzitza. Revaval bigdo, let's say you have an oil stain of some sort on your beged, chotzeitz, that's also going to be a chatzitza. V'im mocha revavu, but if you're an oil salesman, you're a grease salesman, you're a car mechanic, eino chotzeitz, then it's not going to be a chatzitza. Why? Why are there different dinim for different people? So it's pashut that when it comes that all of this is tali on the issue of makbid in Hilchos Tevil, in Hilchos Chatzitza, the Gemara Masechus Sukkah Davav, and the Gemara elsewhere tells us that on a daraisa level, in order for something to be a chatzitza, it needs to cover the majority of the item that you're trying to be tovel, and be something that you're makbid about. So for instance, any rabbi who ever gets a shaila from a woman about tevila, about a chatzitza issue in tevila, never ever had to paskin a da'oraisa issue on tevila. Unless a woman says, I didn't know the din and I accidentally went to the mikvah in full scuba gear. What's the din? Okay, so that's a da'oraisa chatzitza. So then you could say with confidence, that's a chatzitza mid'oraisa, it's over the majority of the body, and it is and it's something that you're makbid about because you don't always want to be wearing full scuba gear. It's embarrassing to walk around town in full scuba gear. Good, so that would be a chatzitza midaraisa. Midrabanan, in order for something to be a chatzitza, it has to either cover the majority of the body, again, very rare, or be something that you're makbid about, even if it covers only the minority of the body. So chatzitza midrabanan is something that you are makbid about, even though it only covers a minority of that which you are being tovel, whether it be a beged, whether it be a kli in tvilas kelim, or whether it be a body, whether it be a person's body when they're tovel themselves. So by kelim, what's the most common shayla of chatzitza? I thought I got the sticker off, but there was still a little bit of glue on the, you know, on the bottom of the kli from the sticker that I didn't get off really totally. Was the tefillah good? So the question you always ask is, let's say you would have used this kli to serve at a meal where you had guests, and then you discovered that there was still the glue there, would you have been embarrassed that this was still left there? So if the answer is yes, well then it's makbid. Then it's something that you're makbid about, and that's a chatzitza, and the tefillah did not work. If the answer is no, I barely even noticed it, it was hard to even find, of course I wouldn't have been embarrassed, then it's not makbid, and then the tevila does work. So how do you define makbid? So our Gemara is giving us a very important din, that makbid can be defined by the person. If it's a person who works as a butcher, and therefore always has blood all over their clothing, or if it's a person who works as a painter, and always has paint all over their clothing, a person who works as a car mechanic, always has grease all over their clothing, well then those items aren't considered makbid for those people, because those people are used to having that all over their clothing. So it's not going to... Now, if I'm not a car mechanic, if I have grease on my clothing, and I try to be tov on my clothing, then it's not a good tevila for my clothing. Then it won't work. So that is the din that the Gemara is teaching us. The Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, assumes the same is true for a person going to the mikvah. If a woman is a painter, let's say, she's an artist, and she paints all day, and she always has paint on her fingers, and she never cares that she has paint on her fingers. That's what she is. She's the artist in town. Everyone knows. She goes to town, she doesn't wash off the paint from her fingers. She's never makbid about it, because that's just what she does for a living. And she goes to the mikvah with paint on her fingers, because in Tate, the Rama says, no problem, it's not a chatzitza, because she's not makbid on it. That's the Rama's psak. It happens to be Shvus Yaakov is cholik on the Rama. There's nothing in a Gemara like the Rama. Our Gemara says explicitly like this. Shvus Yaakov says no. Our Gemara is talking about begadim. People who are painters don't mind having paint on their begadim, but on their hands, maybe while they're painting, they don't mind that it gets on their hands. But being makbid means that you're never makbid on something, that you never care that something is there. When it comes to your actual guf, when it comes to your body, there are always times where you care, where you don't want. Even a painter cleans up once in a while. They're going out for their anniversary dinner or whatever, they're going to clean up a little bit. They're going to make sure they don't have paint all over their hands. The butcher's going to make sure he doesn't have blood all over his hands. So that's for the body, as long as there's ever a time you would be makbid, it would have a din of makbid. So don't tell me, says the Shvus Yaakov, that just like over here, you're not makbid on the clothing because that, you know, a butcher doesn't care that he has blood on his clothing, so he's not makbid, so you're not makbid on your body when you have blood on your body if you're a butcher. Not true. The two cannot be compared to each other. Shvus Yaakov also says, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah got something else wrong. When the Ramah says, Nilchus Natilas Yadayim, that if a person is a moel, so he always has blood on his fingers, is a lot of din Natilas Yadayim if there's a little bit of blood on his fingers because he's not makbid, says that's not true. That's only a din on begadim. It's not a din on the human body. When it comes to the human body, we are going to assume that you're makbid. But this is the so that's the machlok Shvus Yaakov and the Ramah. But the general din of hakpada is obviously the most important din in Hilchos Chatzitza, because that's the number one shaila that always comes up. I found this, I found that. The number one question you have to be able to determine, is it something that's makbid? Now Shulchan Aruch says makbid would mean, and this is based on the Mishnah in Maseches Mikvos, we just mentioned in the Nidashir last night, the Mishnah Maseches Mikvos says that if a woman wears a ring is considered something that's makbid, that she's makbid on. Women like to wear rings. It's something that she likes to have. She thinks it's nice. Why is it something that's makbid that she doesn't want there? Because there are times that she's makbid on it. When is she makbid on it? If she wants to knead dough, if she wants to take a shower, she'll often take off her rings. So since there are moments where she would not want it there, that's always called makbid, even if at this moment she actually does want it there. Very important. That's all the din in Hilchos Chatzitza. That is all the din of makbid. So anyway, so the Gemara is very clear that that if it's your profession and it's on the beged, so you don't mind, it's not going to be makbid. So Rava asked the following shaila: what if you have dam ureva val bigdo? What if you have a grease stain and blood on your beged? Can you bring your beged to the mikvah? What's the din? So says Gemara, what do you mean? What's the din? What are you? Are you a butcher or are you an auto mechanic? Im tabachu typically mishum revav. If you're a butcher, well then the grease stain is a chatzitza. The blood isn't, but the grease stain is a chatzitza, so that's no good. Ve'imoch revavu, and if you're a grease salesman, typically mishum dam. So then the blood is a chatzitza. The grease won't be, but the blood will be. So what kind of shayla? So he says, Tzricha, David havaha, you're a grease salesman butcher. You wear many hats in the community. So you do both. So what's the din? So what's the shayla? So achad lo kapid, atarti kapid. Do we say that you don't mind having one of those things on your beged, but to have two at the same time, that's already embarrassing, that looks terrible? Odilma atarti nami lo kapid. Or maybe not. Anything that you deal with constantly and therefore is not an issue for you, so you're not going to be makbid. So the Gemara says teiku. The Gemara leaves this unresolved. It's interesting. The Rambam quotes this suffix in Hilchos Mikvos, Paragimel, and he's not machriya. So the Chaknasan asks, when a similar question we just mentioned recently, in general, when there's a teiku in the Gemara, the Rambam will tell you that it's a shaila, and therefore we're machmir because it's a din d'oraisa, or mekel because it's a din d'rabbanan, something like that. There's a question whether you can be mekel on teikus on the d'rabbanan, but that's a different issue. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. But the Chaknasan says, why doesn't the Rambam paskin l'chumra like he does by all dinim of safik tumah? That any din of Safek Tumah is the Safek D'oraisa, so you should pass in the Chumrah. So he says, no, this din, this Safek, is not only by Safek Tumas D'oraisa, it would be Shaykh by Tumas D'Rabbanan also, where it would only be a Safek D'Rabbanan. So therefore, the Rambam is not going to say that on this Shiloh we're always going to pass in the Chumrah, because we're not. If it's a Tumah D'Rabbanan, we'd pass in the Kula. Furthermore, he says, the Shiloh is a Shiloh about a Chatzitza Midrabbanan. Not a shayla about a chatzitza midaraisa. So l'chora, if anything, he shouldn't have pasked in the chumra over here. He should have pasked in l'kula, right? By the tumah daraisa, chatzitza is only going to be a problem if it's rov umakbid. Over here, it's makbid, but l'chora, it's not rov. So since most of the time the chatzitzas are going to be drabanan, so the Rambam doesn't pasked in the chumra like he does by most sveikos of tumah. So why doesn't he just pasked in beferish l'kula? Because we're not saying how much of the beged is covering. Our Gemara doesn't, we're not even raising that issue. It might be rov also, but it could be miut. So since it could be chatzitza d'oraisa, the same shaila would apply, whether we're dealing with chatzitza d'oraisa, whether we're dealing with chatzitza d'rabanan, meaning if it were rov, then it would only become a chatzitza midrabanan, and it would be asr anyway, even if it were not makbid. But since the shaila is about what's called makbid, so it could be, you need to know what's called makbid to determine whether you have a chatzitza d'oraisa or a chatzitza d'rabanan on your your hands, or it could be you need to know what's called makbid, determine whether you have a chatzitza drabbanon or nothing on your hands. But either way, the shaila could be on a daraisa level, or it could be on a drabbanon level. We just want to know the definition of makbid, how broadly we define makbid. Okay, hadron alach tam chatas, that's the end of Perek Tam Chatos. We now move on to the 12th Perek of Maseches Zvachim. So says the Mishnah, Tvul Yom. Person is a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom, someone went to the mikvah already that day, but they're not completely tahar until the night. Umuchus Kippurim. Someone already went to the mikvah and they already had nighttime, but they can't eat kachim until the next morning when they bring their karban. It's Umuchus Kippurim. They already went to the mikvah, they just can't eat, and they already had Harav Shemesh, they just can't eat kachim until they bring the karban, and they can't bring karban at night, they gotta bring it the next morning. Sein and Cholkin b'kachim lechala erev. They're not allowed to participate in the dividing up of the kachim to eat that night. The Ayelos HaShachar, one of the Achronim, writes that Chalukas HaKachim was in the Azara, right? Because once the Kachim is brought outside of the Azara, it's Nifsal B'Yotze. Now, Mechusar Kippurim and Tful Yom are Asur to enter the Azara. So why do I need to be told that they can't be Cholik in the Kachim? Obviously, they can't be Cholik in the Kachim. They can't go to where the Kachim is being split. They're not allowed to go into the Azara. So he says that you see from here that in order to participate in the Chalukas HaKachim, you don't need to physically be there. The Kohen doesn't need to be there. They can do it on his behalf and say, oh, this will go to Reuven, this will go to Shimon, and divide it up amongst the different Kohanim, even if they're not there. And then, on the next day, when the Tvul Yom and Chuzuk Purim are able to come in, they can come in and eat that Kachim. So, had it not been for the Mishnah telling me that, no, that they're not allowed to be Cholik B'Kachim. But the fact that they can't go into the Azara alone would not have disqualified them. Rashi writes, why can't they be cholik b'kachim? Hovel ve'ein ru'in la'achila. Because they can't eat the kachim in their current state. And anytime they can't eat the kachim the way they are now, they also can't be cholik in the kachim. So again, the Ayelos HaShachar writes, so according to this, a zaken who's not able to eat a kazayis, where the Gemara in Baba Kama says that his achila is considered an achila gasa, and therefore he's possible to eat kachim. So according to that, since he can't eat it, he also can't be cholik in the kachim. He can't, because it's tali. According to Rashi, it's tali purely not in a psul in the gavra, it's tali in a din achila. And if someone is a zaken, it's not a psul in the gavra, it's not that there's anything wrong with him, he's not like a tful yom chus kippurim, but he can't do achila. And anyone who can't do achila, mela can't have chalukas kachim. So the Elisha Shach says, what about someone who's really full, who finished up a huge meal, and he can't even dream about eating anything else? Eating anything more would be an achila gasa. So would you say he can't be cholik b'kachim? That far is hard to say. Hard to say that it would go that far. So it's unclear exactly where you draw the line in terms of einun ru'uyin la'achila. Okay, next din in the Mishnah. Onein, a person who's an onein, who lost a close relative, not yet buried. Nogeya ve'eno makriv. He could touch kachim, but he can't be makriv. Ve'eno cholik le'achol erev. And he also can't divide up the kachim to eat that evening. The Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayis that the heter hanagia is dafka by an onein, but not by a mechusar kippurim. A mechusar kippurim is not allowed to be nogeya. The Mishnah didn't tell us anything about nogeya by mechusar kippurim. It said tvul yom mechusar kippurim can't be cholik kachim lechol erev. Didn't say anything about being nogeya. It's possible that they can't be makriv, right? But so the Rambam says that they also, just like they can't be makriv, they also can't be nogeya. In the Aruch Hazaka, the Rambam writes, onein achar shetam zmana ninuso umechusar kippurim achar shehevi kaparaso tzrichin tvila lachilas hagdish avlo lechuma vlo asu mailazu el lachila. Avulinigia nogim bekachim kodim tvila. So in the Aruch Hazaka, the Rambam writes that an onein and mechusar kippurim can both be nogeya. So it's a stira between the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Aruch Hazaka. In the Pirush HaMishnayis, he assumes that the din of nogeya is only for an onein, but not for mechusar kippurim. In the Aruch Hazaka, he says the din of nogeya is both for an onein and a mechusar kippurim, that they're both allowed to be nogeya. So either the Rambam changed his mind, or you could say that mechusar kippurim means two things. Sometimes mechusar kippurim is talking about before he brought his karban, and that's mechusar kippurim midoraisa. Sometimes mechusar kippurim means it's after he brought his karban, but the rabbanan still require another tevila. So therefore, he's a mechusar kippurim midrabbanan. So it could be the psul nogeya, the issur to be nogeya is only on a mechusar kippurim midoraisa, not on a mechusar kippurim midrabbanan. That would be miyashev the piskei Rambam, vayter in the Mishnah, Bale Mumin, someone who has a mum, Bein Bale Mumin Ovrin, Bein Bale Mumin Kavuin, whether the mum is something that's a mum over or a mum kavua, it's going to pass or it's a mum that's going to stay there, Cholken V'Yochlin, they can divide up, they can participate in the division of the Kachim and eat the Kachim, Avalo Makrivin, but what they can't do is they can't be Makriv Karbanos. Kol She'en Roy La'Voda, Eino Cholik B'Basar, anyone who's not Roy La'Voda is not allowed to participate in the Chalukah of the Basar. Rashi points out, this is so the previous line, we just got through saying that a Balmum is not allowed to do the Avodah, but he can be Cholik in the Basar. Now we say anyone's not allowed to do the Avodah, can't be Cholik in the Basar. Okay, the Gemara will ask this question. V'kol she'en lo b'basar, ein lo ba'oros. Anyone who's not allowed to have from the Basar of the carbon also is not entitled to the hides of the animal either, to the oros of the carbon either. Afilu tamei b'shas rikas damim, v'tar b'shas hektar chalavim, eino chalik b'basar. Even if the person is already tahar by the time they're burning the fats of the carbon, but he was tamei at the time there was zorik the dam of the carbon, which is the ikur kapara, he's not allowed to be chalik b'basar. He already becomes disqualified from being chalik of the basar of that carbon. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, so what's the real pasuk? Makrav es dam ashlam mesachelu b'bnei aron, lo siyash shokayim l'mana. So we learn from that pasuk that even if you were tamei at the time of the zrika, it already will disqualify you, even if you had become tahar by the time of Hector Chalavim. Okay, we'll stop there, and Rav Shem will pick up with the Gemara tomorrow.